Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
Well.
It's weird because Julia's sitting right next to me for the first time ever. We've never been in the same place before. We've never met in person, but I'm still just looking at her in Zoom.
I know. She's
it's just natural. I'm just looking at her in the Zoom.
I know, it's weird because like I'm seeing you in the Zoom in the same way I see you guys like daily, and then it is weird to like look around.
Right. Oh my gosh.
And here. I can't see you across, even though you are directly across from me, you're behind the monitor. So I'm looking over at a tablet to see your face, even though you're sitting right over there.
Anyway, Julia's here, but more importantly.
Yeah.
I want to hear about Fred Savage.
Yeah, and that's what Julia's here to tell us. She flew in to tell you this personally.
I flew in to tell you about Fred Savage.
Yes, I'm excited about this.
Right now?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, okay. So you're going to have to fill in like some of the things of what he's doing for this show, but I know why people, like, why he got let go.
Okay, it says he was producing and directing ABC's reboot of The Wonder Years until early May when he was fired.
Okay, so I read that he was really gracious to, like, the people that were high up, like, in that production, but to like, the actors and stuff. But to anybody that was, like, even a little bit below him, he, like, they said he was dead in the eyes, like, super rude. I don't want to just say this if I'm not 100, but I think I saw something about some sort of sexual assault in there.
His conduct. So everything that you've said so far is exactly. I was basically reading along because you were saying that. They said that his eyes would go dead when he talked to actors, that he was very, he put on his best face when he talked to executives. It says when he talked to executives and actors, but crew members and other employees, he showed his darker, angrier side, which is when his, quote, eyes would go dead. And then it says his conduct toward women ranged from verbal harassment to alleged assault of a former crew member.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I don't know if that means sexual or not. Can't just throw that out there. But yeah, I knew it got like bad.
It says they claim he had an odd relationship with a much younger woman on the crew. He would supposedly buy her gifts and talk about their future together.
Is he married?
Yeah. I thought I read somewhere they gave his age.
His
I think they said he's
wife.
46, married, and has a few kids. I swear I just saw that somewhere on here. But yeah, apparently he was talking to this. I don't know. What didn't I just say? Yeah, younger woman on the crew. So it doesn't say actor. It says younger woman on the crew. Supposedly bought her gifts, talked to her about their future, and at one point even moved into a house he was renting. Oh, so she moved into that house with him.
Wow. So he was like having a full blown affair.
Sounds like it. Yeah. I mean, if she moved into the house,
I didn't see that part at all.
So he supposedly is also controlling, manipulative, and erratic. She was afraid of him when he got angry. Fred Savage, the guy from The Wonder Years, like, I mean, it could be anybody. I get it. I don't know Fred Savage, but you do grow up watching a show. He was a child actor.
Sure.
He's continued to do some things. Didn't he do, like, Daddy Day Camp or one of those? And he does, I think, the Honda commercials or something. He's kind of stuck around. You see him from time to time.
Not wildly popular.
But no, he's the Wonder Years kid, right? That's still what you think of him. So it's
weird enough
to see these 46.
I always thought his brother was a little bit more popular because I thought, maybe it was just my generation type of thing with Boy Meets World.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like that show was big, and he was in maybe. You know what? I think they did a movie together. Were they in that Wiz movie together about the Nintendo Power Glove? Not the Wiz, the remake of. Maybe it was called The Wizard. Look that up, Snowcone. Fred Savage, and I'm pretty sure. What's his brother's name? Ben Savage?
Yeah.
Is that right? Boy Meets World? You're right. I guess his brother might be more popular than him, huh?
Wonder Years was big.
It was a big
though.
Show. That's
I
a
know,
network show.
But how many seasons did Wonder Years last? Because Boy Meets World went on a really long time.
I don't know, but I guess Boy Meets World was that was network too, wasn't it? Just like on Friday nights.
Yeah,
something.
It was Friday nights on like just remember it being Channel 7 for me.
It was probably ABC.
And then Nickelodeon. I think Disney would run it, and then Freeform.
So. Just the idea of him. So the dead eyes thing. I mean, that's literally a quote here. His eyes would go dead. But it says he was supposedly controlling, manipulative, erratic, And she, this is the girl I assume that, that had moved in with him, was afraid of him when he got angry. For the record, this woman did not speak to the Hollywood Reporter. These allegations all came from third parties. So it's all hearsay, Your Honor.
Okay. But I still fired him.
Yeah, I mean, they still fired him. It says, as for that former crew member.
You know, now Fred Savage, because the older brother in that show.
Right, he was the troublemaker.
He's also a dick, too, though.
Oh, is he?
In real life. Who was
the older
brother?
I assume he hung out with Scott Baio all the time.
Oh, that does sound vaguely familiar.
You know, whatever that MTV Baio show is, they're, you know, hanging out together.
Yeah, and on the show, he was kind of the, you know, jerk older brother or whatever. Just if you were going to pick someone on that show, hell, the dad would have made more sense. If you're like, behind the scenes, one of these people has dead eyes and people are scared of them. You just don't think that it would be Fred Savage. But it says, I mean, obviously he did get fired, so we don't know if that's why he got fired, but he did get fired. It says, one night she went out with Fred and a bunch of other people. She says he followed her into the women's room and tried to force himself on her. She got away, and several weeks later, he texted her to apologize.
I hate it.
Yeah, and texting too. Like,
I hate it.
Yeah, it's all horrible. But then also, just like, if you, I don't know, I can't say it, but the texting.
Well, don't. Yeah, that's like.
I'm just saying, if you work with someone and then you think that they might be mad at you, or maybe committed a crime.
Like, if you work with someone you think they may be into you, don't follow them into the bathroom.
Right. Ever.
Right? Like, that's not, like, if you just think it, there's ways to go about it and find out, and that's not follow them into the bathroom.
Wait, she followed him into the bathroom?
Well, no, he did, right?
It says
I'm confused.
It says that she claims...
She was into him, and he followed her into the bathroom? What?
She says that he followed her into the women's room and tried to force himself on her. She got away, and several weeks later, he texted her to apologize. Now, that person that's saying that, I believe, is a different person than the person that moved in with him, if I'm understanding this correctly, because they're saying that all of this stuff came from a third-party crew member, right? For the record, you know, this wasn't said. She didn't, because this is from The Hollywood Reporter.
I think just a rule of thumb, unless a girl looks at you and says, get in here with me, just don't go into a woman's bathroom.
I think just
stay away, right?
No, I think it is the same woman.
Keep it consensual.
So I wonder if she moved in. Yeah, I think it is the same woman then that he followed into the bathroom. It says, Fred provided a statement to the Hollywood Reporter saying, quote, while there are some incidents being reported that absolutely did not and could not have happened, any one person who feels hurt or offended by my actions is one person too many. I will work to address and change any behavior that has negatively affected anyone, as nothing in this world is more important to me than being a supportive coworker, friend, husband, father, and person. Fred Savage. Yeah, don't follow people into the restroom. Don't move in with crew members or whatever.
Well, let's not just go over.
If you're married, I'm saying you're a public figure. Everyone knows who you are. It's worth, if it's worth emailing TMZ about, then, you know, keep a lower profile.
I mean, just an idea. If you're married and your wife doesn't want you to be in an open relationship, don't move in with somebody else.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Live in a world where you can't do that.
Well, you can't if you're not a celebrity.
It's just an idea.
And I think
I get that don't follow him in the bathroom, but I mean, you know.
It's my body.
I'll move wherever I want.
That is terrible, but.
Fred Savage. Yeah, I feel like, Lazo, I get what you're saying. I know you're joking a little bit, but not totally. But I think that when you're a celebrity, you have to act differently because you know that these people are going to talk. You got to think that a lot of these people grew up watching your show. Now they're working with you. Some of these crew members and stuff, they're probably excited to be a part of the show. They're excited to meet you. And any type of impact you have is going to be reported.
It doesn't matter who you are. Just don't be a dick and don't be a predator.
Well, don't be a predator. For sure.
Please.
Lazo's giving you get a nod to that.
That's
one.
That's
yeah.
Fair.
Don't
sure.
be a predator. Don't be a dick is a good rule of thumb.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick and don't be a predator.
Writing jingles already?
It's a good
not
jingle.
Bad. Not yeah. bad. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto
Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.